Hi, I'm Matt Starr, and you're listening to NITV Radio. Welcome to our daily COVID update for New South Wales and Victoria for Tuesday, the 7th of September. New South Wales recorded 1,220 new cases of community transmission to 8 p.m. last night, and a further 8 deaths were recorded throughout Sydney. The New South Wales State Government press conference featured a guest speaker in the Executive Director of Aboriginal Health at St. Vincent's Health Network in Sydney, Pauline De Weerd. And speaking directly to all mob around the state, she had this to say.
Family and connections are a huge part of our culture. Being with our mothers, our fathers, our grandparents, our sisters and our brothers and extended families is important to us and our identity and belonging. I know what is being asked of us to do is sometimes hard. I also know that we want to come together and have the freedoms of what we have always enjoyed in coming together with mob. But right now, our mob need to survive this pandemic. Staying home and getting vaccinated is the way that we will get through this. It is how we will make sure that no one is missing when we have the opportunities to get together again.
So very clear messaging there, stressing the importance of proper distancing and vaccination. The Western New South Wales Local Health District recorded 27 new cases, 18 in Dubbo, 3 in Bourke, 3 in Narromine, 1 in Brewarrina, 1 in Orange and 1 in Walgett. The district's Executive Director of Aboriginal Health and Wellbeing, Brendan Cutmore, fronted the Dubbo press conference today, urging the region's Aboriginal residents not to feel too proud to reach out for help. He also reminded people that COVID is not the sole focus of the health services in lockdown. Access to programs for mental health issues, drug and alcohol services, and access to your usual prescriptions are still just as important at the moment, and they're all still available through the Western New South Wales Local Health District's usual avenues. The Far West Local Health District recorded 4 new cases, 2 in Broken Hill and 2 in Wilcannia. On to Victoria, where there were 246 locally acquired cases overnight, with 4 of those cases linked to the Shepparton cluster. The state's total active cases currently sit at 1,786. That's all for today's update. I'm Matt Starr. For more information and the latest COVID updates, please go to our NITV Radio website.